Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dusty Rhodes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Hank Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Raffensperger. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ken Raffensperger. And now, play ball. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lockman. The throw from Semenik and he is out, Hatton applying the tag. Dark scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elliott moves to second. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elliott moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum takes first base on ball four. Elliott scores. Thompson moves to third. Rhodes moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards second. Williams scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn hits a line drive towards the mound. Raffensperger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seminick fires to first and picks off Williams. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a pop-up towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raffensperger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Seminick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seminick hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Borkowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMillan moves to third. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rhodes strikes out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Westrum hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-1 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into left field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive towards third. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adcock. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Dark scores. Lockman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adcock. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Elliott scores. It's 5-0, Giants. Bud Podbielen now pitching. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rhodes hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. Semenik hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rhodes. Semenik reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Bud Podbielen. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Herm Wehmeyer pinch runs for Hank Edwards. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Semenik moves to third. Wehmeyer moves to second. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Semenik scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Giants. Willard Marshall pinch hits for Wally Westlake. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall now playing right field. Frank Hiller now pitching. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-2 in the game. Hearn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kluszewski hits a line drive towards third. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Lockman moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adcock. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Lockman scores. Elliott moves to third. It's 6-1, Giants. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rhodes strikes out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Semenik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Semenyk moves to second. Cal Abrams pinch hits for Frank Hiller. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams strikes out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Borkowski strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ewell Blackwell now pitching. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-3 in the game. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blackwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kluszewski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into left field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kluszewski moves to second. Andy Semenyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenyk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Semenyk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blackwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Deering pinch runs for Bob Elliott. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adcock. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Deering moves to third. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rhodes hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 1. the Reds will come to bat. Chuck Deering now playing right field. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rossi pinch hits for Ewell Blackwell. Joe Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi strikes out. 1 out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Borkowski hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Adams reaches second base with a double. McMillan goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2 Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.